This is the Business Opportunities web blog weekend wrap-up for October 2nd, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started the week off with good news for small businesses. President Obama signed into law the Small Business Jobs Act, aimed at creating 500,000 jobs and making credit more available, and enact about $12 billion in tax breaks. Veronica Davis over at Suite101.com says there are so many franchises to choose from today, with any and all possible products and services as potential business opportunities, choosing the right one can be difficult. She gives readers three tips on choosing the right franchise for them. Another 80s icons falls to technology. Advocates for missing children have soured on milk cartons, says the Orlando Sentinel. Instead, they're increasingly relying on Facebook to get the word out. When you're declared dead, you can become part of your grandkids' record collection thanks to And Vinyl Lee, a UK-based outfit. They offer after you die, you can have some of your cremated ashes pressed into a vinyl record. The Small Business Administration reports that because many costs are fixed, small businesses pay about a third more per employee in federal regulatory costs than larger companies. In an odd twist of fate, James Heselden, the owner of the British company that manufactures the two-wheeled Segway transporter, was killed in an accident while riding one. He was 62. And just in time for Halloween, the New York Times reports that all across the Gulf Coast, the costume inspiring laughs and flying off the shelves consists of a green jumpsuit covered in oil with a BP and a Sunburst logo over the left breast. PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel is offering teens $100,000 to put school on hold to focus on developing innovative tech ideas. Thiel announced his new 20 Under 20 program, which will award grants of $100,000 to 20 entrepreneurs under the age of 20 for developing interesting new tech business ideas. And finally, inventor Eleanor Bodner has created the emergency bra gas mask combo, two gas masks that double as a fancy bra. A counterpart device for men is in the works, according to CNET, but no word yet on what form it will take. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.